Hip-hop has a secret hero, the person behind the scenes who makes it all happen, the disc jockey. You'll find the DJ standing behind a couple of turntables making on-the-spot music by manipulating two different records as they play. Looks pretty simple, at least from the dance floor. Veronica Rickard's one of our producers here on TT Book. She's also a trained classical musician, and she wanted to find out what being a DJ is all about. Is it a legitimate musical instrument? So, she got a crash course in the art of DJing from Jason Donnelly, otherwise known as DJ Puzzle. He spins records for a living. Rickard also talked to Stephen Weber, who teaches music production at the Berklee College of Music. He's the author of a book called Turntable Technique, The Art of the DJ. Weber told Rickard it all starts with two record players and a mixer in the middle. Usually one turntable plays a simple rhythmic groove and the other record player is used for scratching.
The easiest thing to do is the basic scratch. And you could definitely get a beat going on one turntable and have the crossfader in the center so you could actually also hear the other turntable. The basic scratch, or what people call the baby scratch, doesn't take any faders at all. All it takes is the record hand. So what you want to do is you want to find a sound. There's some really popular different kinds of sounds, the fresh sample, anything that sounds like something that could cut through. White noise or something like that is especially good. Put your needle on that white noise, and the easiest thing in the world is just to put your fingers down on the record just enough to keep the record from spinning. And you don't want to press down too hard. You don't want to actually stop the platter. If you do this right, it's not hard on the turntable. It's not hard on your needles. So you push down just enough to stop the platter, and then just by moving it back and forth, you're playing notes.
Well, so essentially we've got one turntable on the right, the beats going on the left, we've got the mixer in the middle. So let's start with DJ 101. What can you teach me that's really simple?
Okay, well, of course, I love scratching, so we can start with a scratch. I'm going to give you the classic, every DJ and their mama has scratched this sound a million times. So what I'm going to have you do is... hold the record there.
Okay.
Now, if you notice, I've got cue stickers on here. When this cue sticker gets to the front of this head shell on the needle, that's where the beginning of the ah sample will start. So if you notice, you're a little too, you're pretty far back from the beginning. Right there is where it's going to start.
Okay.
So when you bring the crossfader in and release your right hand off of the vinyl, you're getting some sound. That's the beginning. That's a baby scratch right there.
It's a very baby scratch.
What if I'm a virtuoso scratcher? What kind of stuff am I going to be able to do that's going to way surpass the baby scratch?
Oh, man. Well, you know, there are techniques called the flare, the crab. I'll try to describe the crab for you. The crab is actually a technique that you need to use both the record hand and the fader hand or the mixer hand. And if you can picture the crossfader, this is the fader that selects between the two turntables. And you can have one of them going, the other going, or both of them going to different degrees. It will fade in between the two of them. What you do is your thumb is applying pressure on the crossfader to push it all the way over to the opposite turntable. Then, one by one, your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger, and your index finger flick this fader open for just a moment, much like doing this. When you start doing it very quickly, it's much like snapping your fingers against your thumb. But what you want to do is you want to get it controlled enough to where you can play 32nd notes, 16th note triplets, play whatever, you know, rhythmic figure that you want to be able to play. And at the same time, then you're also manipulating the record to either be playing back someone's voice or some other kind of sample there. You're able to actually get very, very complex rhythmic figures going on.
So if you really wanted to show off for your DJ buddies, or you were in a battle between two DJs, what would you do to show off your best scratching?
I'd just cut it all up, some mad scratching.
Can
just
I hear some?
A lot of different moves.
Sure.
So tell me why any serious conservatory of music should take turntablism seriously.
The turntable is really one of the newest musical instruments that we have. It's one that I believe is going to be around for a long time in various incarnations. There are already digital turntables as well as vinyl turntables. But it's an instrument that has a lot of potential, for one. It can be very musical, for two. And also, it's an instrument that has a great deal of culture and heritage behind it in terms of hip-hop culture.
Is it an instrument?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is an instrument in that it is a device that can create melodies. It can create all sorts of sound and time, which is basically the definition of an instrument, is something that creates sound and time. You can play beats on it. You know, I mean, obviously, if you just let it go, you can play a record on it. But if you get really involved with it in terms of manipulating it like you would a musical instrument, it has a lot of potential, more potential than most musical instruments. You know, there are cats that, you know, I look at guys like Hubert and Kid Koala, and man, these guys are monsters. I mean, it's amazing the degree of virtuosity that many turntablists have come about just by sheer work and practicing and creativity and all the other things that, you know, you would expect out of any other instrumentalist.
You talked about sampling earlier. Can you explain for people who don't know, what is sampling?
Sampling is basically the act of taking a pre-recorded sound and then using it for whatever purposes that you want. In the DJ world, a lot of times you will use a voice sample, someone saying, oh yeah, or James Brown, you know, screaming, or it might even be a musical phrase from a funk record or something like that. That's a real staple in hip-hop music, is to take pieces of other records and put them together. And it's a cultural thing because, you know, in the Bronx in the 70s at the parties where rap was first coming around and MCs were rhyming, they needed, you know, something to rhyme over. So you would take records that were already in existence and just take the drum breaks or the instrumental sections of them, get two copies of it, and, you know, play four bars of one, switch over on the crossfader to the other one, play four bars of that, backspin the other one through the headphones to get it, you know, lined up within four bars, and you know, a DJ could go just indefinitely.
Once you find the right sample, that's it. Sometimes that's it. You got a hit right there, you know.
Take the bass line out.
Loser Annie right there.
From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen.
I have high hopes that there are going to be turntablists who also are excellent composers, are excellent songwriters, are excellent producers, are excellent, you know, showmen. And there's actually already a lot of DJs out there, great showmen. They have that down. But somebody who can really, like Jimi Hendrix did for the electric guitar, you know, put this turntable onto equal footing with the rest of the instruments, with the guitars, with bass, with drums, with keyboards. And I think it could happen. Is it, you know, 100% sure that it's going to happen? No, that's what's so exciting about it right now. You know, it's going to take a few real champions. It's going to take a few just amazing musicians who just happen to be turntablists.
My weapon of choice, the turntables.
Stephen Weber is the author of the book Turntable Technique, The Art of the DJ. He teaches music production at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. DJ Puzzle, known to his father as Jason Donnelly, is the co-owner of the music company Peace and Love Productions. They spoke with Veronica Rickard.